Chapter 7, Reading the Mirrors of Relationship, Messages from Ourselves. As the last section has shown, the divine matrix provides the quantum mirror that shows us in our world what we've created in our beliefs. Through our relationships with other people, we're shown the clearest examples of what those beliefs really are. Sometimes our mirrors are obvious, and we say, "So, that's the way things work." Sometimes the mirrors surprise us by reflecting the subtle reality of a judgment that's very different from what we had thought we believed. And this is the value of understanding how the divine matrix not only connects us and bridges us with our outer world, but it reveals the things about ourselves that are sometimes the most difficult to see. Regardless of what the mirrors teach us, it's by spending time with other people that those people become the triggers for just the right feelings and just the right beliefs at precisely the right times in our lives to help us heal our greatest hurts and our deepest wounds. It's our relationships that show us our greatest joys and our deepest loves, as well as our fears. Our relationships with other people, as well as those that we have with ourselves, are our opportunity to see ourselves in every way you could ever think of. From the greatest betrayals of our trust to our most desperate attempts to fill our emptiness, everyone from our office mates, classmates, life mates, shows us something about ourselves if we have the wisdom to recognize the messages that were being mirrored to us, we discover the beliefs that cause the suffering in our own lives. I've met people that tell me they're taking a break from all relationships, or that they'll never be in another one because they're just too painful. Well, the truth is that we're always in relationship with someone or something. Even if we live on a mountaintop and never see another human being, we must still interact with that mountain and ourselves. And in those interactions, we'll be shown the true reflection of our core beliefs. The reason? Our mirrors in the world never stop. They're always working. There is no escape, and the mirrors never lie. It's in this principle that we find what may be our greatest instrument of self-examination and self-realization. Key number 19 reminds us that our true beliefs are mirrored in our most intimate relationships. And it's the divine matrix that provides the neutral surface for our mirrors. Without judging our choices or our actions as right or wrong or good or bad, the matrix simply reflects what we project upon it. The question is whether or not we understand the language of those reflections. Or maybe a better way to ask this question is, do we recognize the messages that we're sending to ourselves as the divine matrix? In the 20th century, Science of Mind founder Ernest Holmes stated, quote, "Life is a mirror and will reflect back to the thinker what he thinks into it," end of quote. Well, numerous ancient traditions recognized this relationship and valued the mirrors of relationships as the path to wholeness and union with the divine. In the Coptic, Gnostic, and Essene texts that were discovered as part of the Nag Hammadi Library in 1945, for example, we're shown a series of mirrors that will face everyone at some point in their lives. Although they may always be present, it seems that there's an order to the way we recognize them. It's in these spiritual traditions it was believed that as our hurtful feelings are healed, we master the patterns that allow that hurt to exist. So in other words, to master the fear that may be in our lives today, we must first master the patterns that allow that fear to exist.